You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
The Mind Aware, $4.95.
Do you know who's coming up on the Mind Aware show this week? No? Well, you would if you were getting Dana's weekly email with this week's upcoming guests. If you'd like to be in the know, then just text 44222 with the word Mind Aware. That's all one word with no spaces. That's 44222 Mind Aware. All one word, MINDAWARE. And we'll give you the heads up about who's coming up on the show. Never miss another episode, celebrity guest, or Dana Rance episode. Maybe she's talking about your favorite topic. Just text 44222 with the word Mind Aware, and you'll always be in the loop.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. Today's topic, I know you're going to love it. It's productivity. How can I get more done? How can I be more productive? Well, you're going to love the answers I've got for you today, because I've got three really good quick tips that you're going to be able to implement right away. So let's begin. As you know, we're brain trainers here. Everything starts with the mind. And so if you want to get more productive, if you want to get more done, if you want to be more effective and be in the flow when you sit down to work, prime your brain before you work. Every single time you sit down to do something, whether it's making phone calls or building a funnel or building an opt-in page or doing your email or whatever it is, before you even sit down, take that 60 seconds to 3 minutes and say things like, this is going to be fun. It's going to go easy. I'm going to be in the flow. I'm going to be productive. I can't wait to sit down. Everything is going to just flow and it's going to be so easy. And I love this idea of just sitting down and letting things happen. I'm going to get so much done. This is going to be so fun. It's going to be so easy, right? You don't even need to say like new sentences. Just say 10 or 12 or 15 sentences over and over and over again and get yourself fired up. Because when you do it, when you think ahead of time, today's going to be a great day. I love the idea that I'm going to be able to get so much done. I'm so excited to do this. It's going to be so fun. I'm going to be connected and centered and present, and it's going to happen so fast. Boom. You will get stuff done in half of the time that you normally take to do things. Which leads me to point number two. Set a timer. Get yourself a timer and set it for between 30 and 50 minutes. And I highly recommend doing this first thing in the morning. So before you open your email or you do anything, set your 30 to 50 minute timer and take that time to work, quote unquote work, like do the tasks related to income producing tasks. So all of us, we have things on our list that we know, like, if I do this, this is going to make me money. So not stuff that is already sold. So let's say you're a coach and you're working with clients. You might say, well, coaching is what's making me money. No, that's business you already have. So new business. If you are a speaker and you make your money speaking from the stage, then your income producing activity is getting those bookings. If you are an online marketer and you sell courses and maybe your income producing activity is getting your webinar right or setting up a webinar promoting, maybe it's talking to joint venture partners or communicating with them. Each of us, we do something that gets the new business. That's the 30 to 50 minute segment I'm talking about. When I say first thing in the day, I mean first thing in your workday. If you're off in a day job and your workday starts at 6 p.m., this is the time to set that timer, because I'm going to tell you something. There is something psychological about watching that timer tick down that gets your butt in gear. It gets you moving and it makes things happen, and it takes you less time to do things. You combine those two things, You get yourself fired up like, this is going to be fun. I love it. I build my whole business in 30 to 50 minutes a day. And I'm not kidding. You can build your whole business in 30 to 50 minutes a day if you are doing this practice every day. Most people, they're living their lives where they're like, well, I'm going to work my side hustle for 4 hours on one night and 6 hours on the next night and over my lunch hours and then another 6 hours on Wednesday. And you really don't need that much time when you're a brain trainer and when you're focused and when you're honed in on what you're doing and you're moving fast and you're focused on those income producing activities. So set that timer at the end of 50 minutes is ideal. At the end of 50 minutes, get up, step away from whatever you're doing, walk around, readjust. If you want to, you can do a second 50-minute round, but I'm not kidding when I say you really don't need to. Those two things alone, you will skyrocket your business. Your business will just take off doing those two things alone. It is so easy to build a business quickly. The next one I want to tell you is take breaks. I really can't stress this enough, especially as brain trainers. You know this. You know better. Remember that you're not actually building your business in that 50-minute work session. It feels like it because we're doing that income-producing activity. It feels like that's where we're building our business. But the truth is, you're building your business in the 10 minutes you step away. When you step away and you are doing things for you that let your mind get into an unconscious state of mind. And those are things like driving, walking in nature, cleaning the kitchen, things that are just kind of what you would call mindless. When you are doing those mindless activities, that's when you're accessing your unconscious state of mind. That's why you get all your good ideas in the shower or when you're driving on the highway. You're priming your brain, you're thinking positive, all of those things. And then you combine it with that time away, that time to wander, and tell yourself, this is when I'm building my business. When I'm taking my breaks is when I'm getting my best ideas. When I'm taking my breaks, this is what's working for me. So, first, prime your brain. Second, set the timer, income producing activities. Third, know that you're building your business in your time off. And as a bonus tip, remember, train your brain. Train your brain, right? Think those positive thoughts. Keep that expectation high. Tell yourself over and over again, I am doing this. It's already happening. This is fun. It's easy. I love building my business. I love that I can build my business so easily in such a small amount of time. This is working for me. I love feeling good first. I love getting happy. I love opening those creative pathways in my brain. I like leveraging my time through mindset. I like feeling good and knowing that I leverage my time. I like being more productive in an easier way, working less hours per day, getting more done, and having fun and counting those successes and adding up those successes day after day after day, the train your brain way. And the best part is you can start that right now. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I'm excited! Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
It's like taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.